Phoenix Audio presents.
One Dalmatian Named Digit by Bob Van Dusen. It was unseasonably cold that spring of 1898. The calendar said it was the 1st of April, so the people of Digby, Wisconsin, were expecting the days to warm up. However, a new dusting of snow had fallen during the night, and it looked as if winter might go on forever. Despite the weather, it was business as usual down at the fire station. George sat in his red long johns reading an article in the Digby Digger titled, "Electric Lights, Fact or Fantasy?" Harry was in the kitchen priming the pump to get water. He was always cranky until he'd had his first cup of coffee. Tom was downstairs in the carriage house. He had just finished feeding the horses, and now he was busy polishing the brass on the pumper. The chief was the only one who was not yet out of bed. He was sleeping soundly on his office cot until suddenly he awakened with a jump as something soft and wet touched his hand. He opened his eyes. There was Maddie, the 8-year-old Dalmatian fire dog, placing her nose against his palm. "What do you want, old girl?" the chief asked her. "A little breakfast?" She licked his hand and then tugged on the sleeve of his pajamas. "Well, you're a little insistent this morning, aren't you?" Maddie tugged harder, almost ripping the material. There was an urgency to her pulling, as if she was trying to tell the chief something important. "Well, what is it, Maddie?" he asked. She pulled him out of bed, out of the office, and down the hall to an old storage closet. She nudged the closet open with her nose and paws. A pile of cut-up fabric lay in the corner. "Those are rags, Maddie," the chief laughed. "Why are you showing me?"